Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, you want to prepare snacks for your family. You're going on a picnic, you're at somebody's lake house, you're having a barbecue, whatever. But you want healthy snacks that people can nosh on without really doing a whole lot of summer damage. Well, you know, you think of the typical fruits and veggies, and maybe that gets a little bit boring. So we're going to get a little creative here today with my guest, Dr. Felicia Stoller, fan favorite here on Train Your Body. She's a registered dietitian. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. Tell us about healthy summer snacking that are a little bit off the beaten path, something a little more interesting than just, you know, a veggie tray or putting out watermelon.
Oh, but it's not just a veggie tray. You can make a veggie tray look beautiful.
Well, you can. Okay. So a
veggie tray. The whole point is make it look appealing, you know. Eat your veggies in different ways. Cut them into shapes. I love julienne, you know, like a little, I have a little julienne slicer that I use all the time, and you know, reinvent your carrot, and you know, instead of just getting the little minis, you know, cut them into ribbons and serve them in ribbons.
Well, that does make a lot of sense that you're saying that. Make them look a little different, make them prettier, because it's all in the palate, and the way your eyes are the first thing that notice this. So if you want healthy summer snacks,
right? I mean, like, look at the company Edible Arrangements before they came out. Like, I mean, I used to sit and cut fruit up into pretty little shapes, maybe not necessarily flowers, but you know, I would do some fun sort of fruit kebabbing. My grandmother used to carve a watermelon into all kinds of, you know, funky shapes, and we've seen people do stuff like that, and then they fill it not just with watermelon but with other melons. So I think just, you know, how do we reinvent our fruits and veggies over the summer and make them appealing? Can you put things into little pieces and throw them into the freezer, like frozen grapes? Or one of my personal favorites are frozen bananas, where you cut them into the little circles, stick them on some wax paper, throw them in the freezer, and then you take them out. They taste like banana ice cream.
So good. And you can even put a little stick in them and make them banana ice cream popsicles.
That's right. You can make a little popsicle out of it. You can make a popsicle out of pretty much everything. I'm going to tell you something that I had at a restaurant, which I would even consider making as like a little appetizer for a quote-unquote snack. Again, like not, it's the fruit and it's the vegetable, but a little different. But I was at a restaurant where they had a carrot hot dog, and it was basically a roasted carrot in a little hot dog bun. And you could, you know, make little ones out of it. You could cut that, put it into like a small whole grain bun, serve it with some mustard and sauerkraut, which is a great form of probiotics, right? And instead of having meat, having a little, you know, having that as like a little side.
I saw it on your Facebook page. It was a gorgeous picture of a roasted carrot and a hot dog bun, and that was hilarious. And, you know, when people think of yogurt and things, they don't want to eat that in the summer if it's hot. And, you know, having yogurt kind of sounds like it's just going to curdle in your stomach. So we're talking about certainly. You can freeze it. And so, you know, when you think about fruits, vegetables, you know, kebabs, making them frozen, and you're talking about putting them, making them pretty. So then we've got, you know, other things, little bread products, like things, bagels and chocolatey covered things. Are we talking fattening
if we
had those?
I like to use chips. You know, all those little chips that look like scoops? I like to put some beans in it. I like to put some salsa on top of that. And maybe if you want to put a little drizzle of some shredded cheese on top of that. And that way it's like a perfect portion. You know, I don't like double dipping into dips. So I think to bring that to somebody's house like that, or to put that out for your guests, it takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of time. But I think it's definitely a very easy thing to do.
I don't like the double dipping thing either. So I do like that you can buy little paper cups and fill them with some kind of a cheese or squeezed cheese even, and stick the pretzels in or some fruit sticking out. You make a pretty little cup full of cheese and fruit or cheese and pretzels, and each person gets to take one, and it makes a really nice thing. What about some of the pre-made things like, you know, Go-Go Squeeze and Yo Kids and, you know,
applesauce? Oh, I'm going to tell you one that I really like that's a little bit different, the Mama Chia. Have you ever seen those, the Mama Chia squeezes? They're
nope.
These little pouches. They're under 100 calories. They range depending on the type that you have. They're fruit, vegetables, and chia, and they're high in omega-3 fatty acids. And what I also like about them is that they have some protein and some fiber in them. So it's not just having a little bit of juice. It's juice with a little bit of fiber and protein as well.
What a great idea. You know, and I think that those go-go squeeze and things, as long as they're pretty natural and there's not some added fructose, corn syrupy stuff added in there, then I really like those. Now, what if we want to roll stuff in chocolate, like bananas or fruit? Is that allowed, or is that kind of a makes it too fattening? Take something healthy and makes it not.
Of course it's allowed, but I think within moderation. That's to say, you have to be careful. Chocolate does melt, so if it's going to be a super hot day, it's going to melt. And I did see a friend of mine tried to get creative. Instead of dipping strawberries in chocolate for 4th of July, she had different colored yogurt. She put a little, I don't know what she did to make it blue. Maybe it was blueberry yogurt and plain yogurt and something pink in the strawberry. Or she did do it in yogurt and froze the strawberries, because I think that was the only way to get it to create a bit of a harder coating on it. So, yeah, I mean, definitely you can use yogurt.
You know, and there's an interesting one that I heard about where they use those, like an ice cream cone, or you can find the ones that are lower in sugar and, you know, a little bit healthier, and filling those with fruit, or filling those with a little frozen yogurt and fruit, as opposed to using them as an ice cream cone, you use them as a bowl.
Right. Absolutely. That's another terrific idea. Another thing I like to do is also pair up fruit and something like a tomato and a little mozzarella ball, those little bocconcini, those little fresh mozzarella balls, and you could pair them up with melon and or mango, which is something a little different that most people wouldn't think about pairing that all together, that makes a nice little snack.
Do we like granola bars and some of the healthier chips that are out there,
Dr. Stoller? We do like granola bars. They're good grab-and-go snacks. I still like popcorn. I like pretzels in the summer as well, because the sodium and the carbohydrates tend to, you know, encourage us to drink some water. So I do like that very much. I also like, I do like nut butters for those people that, you know, don't have nut allergies.
Those things are not necessarily no-nos. But what about some of the chips? Now, pita chips, you know, but there's like veggie chips, and we see sweet potato chips, and we see...
There are some that are better for you brands. There are some that when you look at the veggie chips, you know, they'll say, oh, I see them sometimes in the grocery store near their produce aisle. They're really just really fried vegetables. So I stay away from those. The ones that... I mean, I do like a little salty snack every once in a while. So the other veggie chips that are usually found up the snack chip aisle, you know, pay attention to them. I mean, even the same thing with potato chips. I know that there's Terra chips. They have all these different vegetables. Again, they're fried within moderation. They're okay. You know, eating a fried version of a vegetable is not the best way, you know, to me. It's not always the best way to get it, but, you know, once in a while, again, it's okay.
I love that you do that when you're on our show, Dr. Stoller. You give permission to people, because there are so many nutritionists and people out there saying, never eat this, never eat that, plant-based only this. You know, you're so well-rounded. So in just the last 30 seconds, wrap it up for us. Your best advice for healthy summer snacking.
Well, my best advice for healthy summer snacking is to pick foods that you're going to feel good eating, that aren't going to fill you up, that aren't going to make you feel like really, you know, weighted down and disgusting afterwards. Keep it light and enjoy what is local and in season over the summer. And, you know, summertime yields us really amazing produce, lots of beautiful fruits, lots of, you know, water-filled fruits, and lots of yummy vegetables that we can't get any other time of the year. And those fruits and vegetables taste so much better in summertime. So that's what we should be filling up on. And they're so good for our body in terms of energy, in terms of vitamins, minerals. The plant pigments are amazing, antioxidants, anti-cancer, they help with preventing heart disease. And that's what we need to be consuming more of, especially this time of year.
Thank you so much, Dr. Felicia Stoller. You're listening to Radio MD, and the show is Train Your Body. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.